Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore on remote location tonight in Soccer Town, USA, Dalton, Georgia. Big high school game tonight between the Dalton Catamounts and the St. Pius Golden Lions. The home team got the win. They advanced to the final four of the 4A boys high school soccer bracket in the GHSA. We'll be talking about that as we go tonight. We're going to talk a lot about Club World Cup as well with news today about who will be playing in Atlanta. We don't know who that's going to be yet against Chelsea on June 16th, but we at least know who it's down between after some rulings from the Court of Arbitration for Sport. You're going to hear from a lot of different legends talking about Club World Cup and talking about soccer in the United States. People like Pep Guardiola, people like World Cup winner Yuri Djorkaeff, people like Juan Pablo Angel, Colombian legend. You're going to hear from JT Batson, the CEO of U.S. Soccer as well. All kinds of things going on tonight on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. But we're going to start with Atlanta United. It was better on Saturday. I mean, I say that kind of haltingly because it was still frustrating. And it was a 1-1 draw at home against Nashville. And you had the lead and didn't finish with the lead. There were things that were better. And there were things that were more frustrating. You get the first goal. That's better. You scored. That's better. After two games on the road where you lose 3-0, really frustrating coming out of Philadelphia and Orlando. And it felt like it was going to be different after 20 minutes at the Benz on Saturday afternoon, where you were controlling the game with possession. Nashville didn't create anything early on. You weren't creating a whole lot, but you were controlling the game. You were controlling the tempo of the game. And you get the goal to show for it. Now, the reason I bring up tempo and control is I think it's very important when you consider what the lineup was on Saturday. This was a group that was very attack-minded in its positional sense because you have Latte Lott up top. You have Saba Lobjanidze on the right side. You had Jay Fortune on the left, which you could look at as attacking or not attacking. We'll hear from Jay Fortune here in just a little bit, as he talked to our own Madison Cruz on after media today, after training today. We'll talk about that. The midfield was Miguel Almiron, the most advanced, ahead of Alexei Maranchuk and ahead of Mateusz Klich. Back line, Derek Williams was back into the team, pairing with Luis Abram, Pedro Amador, and Brooks Lennon at fullback. So the story of everybody telling the world and frankly being incorrect that Miguel Almiron is a 10 and should be playing as a 10. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The only place that he has played as a number 10 regularly was two seasons in his career in Atlanta, 2017 and 2018. He did not play as a 10 regularly in Newcastle. He barely played it at all. He did not play as a 10 regularly, if at all, at Lanús before making the move to Atlanta. He has not played as a 10 regularly, barely, with Paraguay, his national team. He did not come up as a 10. He is not a traditional 10. If you go back and you read the media and you go back and you listen to old broadcasts from 2017, especially, and even into 2018, but really early in 2017 when he was playing as the 10 for Tata Martino, we had conversations at that time about how he's not a traditional number 10. Tata Martino has said he's not a traditional number 10. You go back to the playoff run in 2018, he did not play as a traditional number 10. He played much more as a second forward. That's what it looked like on Saturday. And I know some people will be yelling about semantics between a 10 and a second forward. And here's where I'll tell you the difference is. A second forward is going to get on the end of things more and score usually more goals. A 10, in its truest sense, is a player who is going to be creating opportunities. Miguel Almirón did not create a chance for anyone on Saturday. He did not do that, I don't think at all, in his previous outing as a 10 this season for Atlanta United. He's not a traditional 10, and I don't think he can be a traditional 10 for this team currently. So the clamor about playing him centrally, a lot of people said he needed to be the 10. Honestly, I think those people would probably agree that he needs to be a second forward, which necessitates a lot of change, by the way. You can change the formation and do things with that, or you have to play like you started on Saturday, where if you're going to play Almirón there and you're going to play Maranchuk a little bit deeper, and again, if you want to call it a 4-4-2 instead of a 4-3-3, I'm really not going to argue with you because I think that's how it played out, especially early on a lot. So if you call it a 4-4-2, Maranchuk's still deeper, and he's in a midfield duo. And you run the risk of getting overrun in midfield because Miguel Almirón was not dropping back deep. Again, he was more connected to Late Lat than he was to Maranchuk and Click. So that's more of a second forward. That's more of a 4-4-2. These distinctions are important because when you play in that manner, as this team was set up to play on Saturday, you have to control possession. And to do that with the team that you had, you have to control the pace of play. And I thought for 20 minutes they did that, and they got a goal to show for it. They had the majority of the possession. They had over 50% of the possession in those first 20 minutes. They limited the opportunities for Nashville, and they were patient with the ball. After they scored and after Nashville stood up and started to fight, I think the team struggled and they didn't handle that pressure at all. I talked about it a lot during the match. After the 30th minute, Atlanta United had 30% of the ball and was outshot 9-1 at home. That's not acceptable. That's not okay. And that's with a shape that a lot of people have yelled about and demanded and maybe deleted tweets afterwards after the game on Saturday. I don't know. It felt like the narrative changed a little bit. I was very frustrated with the match on Saturday because of how they lost the control that they had. And it comes back to the confidence for me. And when you talk about controlling possession, a lot of times one of the main ways you're going to do that is by building out of the back. If you're going to build out of the back against pressure, you better be confident, because if you're not, you're going to turn the ball over, or you're going to do what Atlanta United did and just play it long and concede possession. And that was only going to come back to bite Atlanta United. Now, they held on for a long time, and they kept Nashville off the board for a long time, and it ultimately is a set piece that ends up breaking you, Daniel Levitz with a volley, and it's 1-1 at that point. And then after that, Nashville could have had the winner. Brad Kazan had a few big, big, big saves.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For Atlanta United. So the question is, now what? Because if you're going to play with Almiron centrally to start, you're going to have to control possession better than you did. If you're going to play him on the wing, you're going to have to figure out how to get the movement to get players in the right positions better than it's been. More than anything, wherever you play Miguel Almiron, this team's got to find a way to get some confidence. And that's not something that you can just flip a switch on the training pitch and it suddenly works. It happens through results. It happens through believing. It happens through being convinced of it. But more than anything, it happens because of results. And you've got to get some of those for the confidence to change. MLS is a league that can be very up and down, but it's been too down for too long for Atlanta United after a start this season where even when the results weren't coming, they looked pretty good. They were playing pretty good. Well, they weren't getting results, but they were playing pretty good. Well, then they lost the confidence of playing pretty good, and now they're not playing pretty good. The last three games, they have not played well. And you need to see that changing. And until results follow it, I worry that it's not going to, because I don't know how it does unless there is a personality shift, unless something else happens. I don't know. Maybe you can take something out of keeping Nashville off the board for a long period of time in this one. Something has to give. And we have to see something change. Maybe it's just the fact that you're going to be playing three games next week. You go to Chicago for a match on Saturday afternoon, come back home, go to Austin for the first time on Wednesday, come back home, and then host on the weekend. Maybe that helps change it. I don't know. You're going to have to rotate the lineup during all that. Maybe that helps change it. Maybe you hit on something. We will find out. One thing that I thought you hit on, and I thought he played pretty well in this match, and it's the second time we've seen Jay Fortune play as a left winger. Jay talked to Madison Cruz after training today, talked to the media. Here is what he had to say about his position and kind of, you know, what it felt like for him.
What's your connection with Pedro Grone over the past couple of times you've gotten to start on the left side?
It's been good. I think we've always had a connection, even when I was playing in midfield, just because I've kind of been on the left side a little bit more. So I was always happy to be an option for him. And then I think last year against Philly, actually, there was a little 20-minute spell where I went out wide, and we've always made jokes about it since then. And then, you know, when I found out I was playing there again against Philly, you know, he had a field day. So I think we've always had a good connection over the past couple seasons.
Being in the midfield already, how have those skills helped translate when you are on that left side? And because we saw you in Nashville kind of tucking in a little bit to help in those moments where it was a bit of an overload. So how has that helped?
It's helped a lot. I think you're on the left, but a lot of times, you know, like you said, I'm tucked into the middle of the field, and that helps because I'm comfortable in those positions. Defensively, I understand the role of a midfielder and what the midfielder might want out of a winger. Mm-hmm. So to try and help Clicky whenever I can, but also to just knowing when it's time to be out wide, just understanding the balance between the two. But playing in the pockets, it wasn't too difficult for me.
It's been nice to see Jay Fortune play with some confidence. I think he's turned into a player that needs to be on the field more often than not. Another player who has grown in confidence from game one to now is Matt Edwards. He also spoke to the media after training today, and here's a little bit of that sound.
Talk a little bit more about that overcomplicating. We've heard a couple of guys say that. What have you guys talked about in-house as far as, like, what are you going to do differently maybe than not?
I mean, we've played the sport for a while, and I think we know the simple things to do well. But sometimes you can lack confidence in doing those simple things well. So I think for us, it's just staying positive, knowing that we're capable of doing certain things and staying positive through it all. And then keep going with the things the manager says and really hammering down those simple ideas and keep going at that and then trying not to do too much ourselves.
Just having dogs around, keep it positive.
For sure. I think it adds a good thing to the group for sure.
In a difficult stretch like this, what are some things that you do personally to help you stay focused and mentally reset and stay positive?
Try to take your mind off things as much as possible, I would say. Just doing things that you enjoy. And then when you're coming here, being as happy and motivated as possible, just to keep going. Yeah, it's a difficult period, but we can come out of it. I think all of us believe that, which is the most important thing. And just staying together as a group. And then doing things outside the pitch that we all enjoy to do. Like, I enjoy golfing, so just doing that every once in a while, playing video games, just to stay locked in when we come here.
It's important to stay locked in, and it's been very cool to watch the transformation of Matt Edwards, another player who I think we're going to see over this next week, because the team goes to Chicago on the weekend. Chicago will be missing Chris Brady after a red card for their goalkeeper in the first half. They still got a scoreless draw against Orlando City. On the weekend, no Chris Brady this weekend against Atlanta United. Then Atlanta will go to Austin, a team that has struggled to score goals this season, but has been far better defensively than expected. That is next Wednesday night. And then back home for a match with Philadelphia on the 17th. So a very busy week. We will see what it looks like for Atlanta United. Pre-game coverage will start on Saturday afternoon with Madison Cruz and Abe Gordon. Mike Conti and I will take over closer to kickoff. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we're going to get caught up on Club World Cup. We're going to get caught up on other events going on around Atlanta during next summer's World Cup. All kinds of things. Next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.